Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Wednesday, October 28th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, OECS ambassador in Brussels, Dr. Len Ismael, recommends Dominica amend its land use plans. Salisbury residents arrested in May of 2015 for taking protest action to return to court on December 8. Privy Council reportedly agreeing to hear cases in Jamaican letter confirmed as being authentic. And a senior Vatican priest launches a scathing attack on Catholic Church after being stripped of his post, having admitted to being in a gay relationship. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Are you ready? Do you have what it takes? Ready or not, Quartz kicks off the season with our unbeatable deal. Save $600 when you get the Samsung 55-inch Smart 3D LED HDTV for only $5,699 or $78 weekly. Or get a 30-inch Whirlpool cooker for only $2,599 or $35 weekly. And save $750. Don't miss the action. It's game on at Quartz.
OECS ambassador in Brussels, Dr. Len Ismael, is calling for amendments to Dominica's land use plan. Dr. Ismael says the tropical storm Erica has provided an opportunity to rebuild and to reposition the land assets in Dominica. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerra told the press briefing last month that as far as he was concerned, there was no way to rebuild a pitted savanne and Dubique after the damage done by tropical storm Erica, and a committee representing the interest of the villagers agreed.
All have heard reports of certain communities where rebuilding will not be allowed because really and truly they are too vulnerable geologically, geographically. It means therefore that your land use plan for the island is one which is going to have to be amended, and one is going to have to take a very much more direct and specific look at where urban centers and urban development and village growth takes place in the future, given these wet weather events, which we're seeing increasingly more frequent as a result of climate change. This is not hurricane damage. This is a tropical storm event that caused death and destruction. The second is that as a result of that land use planning, there is therefore a major opportunity to look at the coastal resources and plan for waterfront redevelopment, the development of certain villages and towns as to the nucleus of village and community-led centers for yachting that goes up and down the coast.
A French organization is on a mission to seek funding to rebuild schools in Dominica, which were affected by Tropical Storm Erica. On Friday, the Dominica Guadeloupe Association and Coreca donated €70,000 to the Ministry of Education for the reconstruction of two schools. Raymond Paul is the president of the Dominica Guadeloupe Association.
We were the first primary school. Yeah, I was being touched just like Nehemiah when he said before the wars went down. And also the roof of the school. So what I decided to do as a president of the association is back to Guadeloupe and motivate our people in Guadeloupe that here we can help this, the assistance of these children in Soufrière Primary School. And all I'll say to you also is that we are in Guadeloupe, at Dominican Republic, we are doing a fine job. Let me say, I'm grateful to this, to the association. We stand in the time of Erica. And then we're doing a great job in Guadeloupe. The Dominican Republic are also mobilized in helping the problem in what happened with Erica, and they did a very good job. As I was able to vote to Dominica to be in water for the effort they have done to Erica.
Salisbury residents who were arrested after protest action in May and June this year to draw attention to the conditions of the deplorable conditions of the village roads and the farm access roads in their community are to return to court on December 8. The residents who appeared at the St. Joseph Magistrates Court Tuesday morning had their matter adjourned to December 8 because the state prosecutor was not sufficiently prepared to proceed with the case. Although the date for final submission was therefore set for September 30, the court was told that the prosecution was not ready and the matter was therefore adjourned. On May 11, residents blocked the main road in the area in protest over poor farm access roads in the community. On June 11, police arrested six residents, now known as the Salisbury Six, but that did not sit well with members of the community and that resulted in another round of protest action. Meanwhile, a second group of villagers who were charged will also return to court on December 8. These Salisbury residents residents are facing charges of riotously and tumultuously assembling to the disturbance of the public, contrary to the Riot Act of Dominica. You are listening to Q95's Lunchtime News. Police are investigating an armed robbery at the Castle Comfort gas station Monday night, which left a security guard nursing a gunshot wound at the Princess Margaret Hospital. Police confirmed that two masked men involved with the robbery made good their escape with an undisclosed sum of money. The guard was shot in the upper leg in the process. Police are still carrying out investigations.
About 8:45 p.m. on Monday 26th, October 2015, two men wearing masks, one armed with a firearm, robbed the Ruby's filling station at Castle Comfort. An unspecified amount of cash was stolen from the filling station by the robbers. In the process, a male security guard on duty at that filling station sustained a gunshot wound to his upper left leg. The injured man was taken to the TMH for attention by the doctors. He is now a patient on the Alfred ward. The police are investigating this matter and is asking the public for any information that can assist in this investigation. Persons with information can call the CID at 266-5165 or Crime Stoppers at telephone number 1-800-8477.
The fourth edition of the National Cooperative Credit Union Cadas Lipso Show has been moved back to the Newtown Savannah. Last week, organizers of the show moved the event to the Portersville Savannah, but have since had a change of heart. Member of the NCCU Cadas Lipso Committee, Kalau John Baptist, says the venue was changed based on certain logistics.
Initially, you would have heard our ad, which was out stating that it was at the Newtown Savannah. And then you would have subsequently heard another ad stating that it was moved to the Portersville Savannah. Of course, those things happen. But I'm here to give you the good news, to tell you that we had logistical issues, a few logistical issues, and having sorted out all those issues, we are now back at the Newtown Savannah. All set, ready to go, 8:30, bang time, at the Newtown Savannah.
John Baptist disclosed that Jude Belloni will be the first competitor to take the stage on Saturday, while T-Orkest will kick off the band segment.
Of course, you have the various artists. We've got Jude Belloni, Janet Azouz, Bernard Jude, Pierre Labassien, Dexter Pelletier, Steve Williams, Shirley Charles, Alicia Ducre, Delma Daniel, Ramadine Philip, Chris Sylvester, Charles Litham, Cletus Abraham, Rui Anselm, and Anton Joseph. And that is in running order. We've already met with the judges. We had a meeting with the judges last evening. So again, all set. The bands in order of performance: T-Orkest, Ecstasy Band, Lucas Band, First Serenade, and the Signal Band.
Meanwhile, the cash prizes for this year's edition have been reduced. NCCU committee member Marcel Harrigan says participants will receive gifts in cash and kind. He also says the committee could revisit the band segment of the event with a view to staging a separate show. His comments came after concerns were raised over the difference in the cash prize for the winning band as opposed to the cash prize for the winner of the single artist competition.
The first year we had the competition, the first prize was $15,000 cash. We have decreased it to $10,000 cash, and we have some prices in kind. So we have made the adjustment, at least a monetary adjustment, downwards, because we felt that it was too big a gap. But in the first year, the idea was to encourage people to go for the top prize, so encourage participation, and you had to add something to attract people to come in to take part in the Castle competition. So that's why we had a big first prize the first year. Last year, we introduced a new segment to the show, because originally the show was for individual artists. Right now, last year we included for first time band segment, and that worked out well, and we are now expanding the band segment. As a matter of fact, the notion that we should probably have two shows is now coming on board, one for individual artists on one night, and the next night have a show for bands. So that's something that may become a reality next year, but again, we have to look at the logistics. It seems unfair for an individual to get more than a band, but originally the competition started with individuals, and we very well may have to divorce the two shows and make it two separate shows, having one for individuals and one for bands.
And the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, DAPD, has described the government's ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities as its greatest achievement in its 32 years of existence. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the DAPD, Natalie Murphy, says work on the development of a national plan of action to implement the convention is underway.
Our listeners will recall that our whole advocacy programs are based on the promotion and protection of the human rights of persons with disabilities, and this convention, this treaty, speaks directly to that. And we have been promoting its implementation, because after ratification, implementation is the biggest task that all governments have to undertake. And slowly we have begun to put measures in place to ensure that implementation goes on. We at the moment are working with Mr. Martin Anthony, who has been given the responsibility to work with us to develop a national plan of action for the implementation of the convention. We have had several forums and meetings with him, where we have put in place a draft plan, which eventually we are going to present to the government of Dominica.
The DAPD will hold its annual National Dollar Day on Friday. In other news this afternoon, a letter that opposition Senator Marlene Malahou-Fort said she had from Britain's Privy Council, in which the panel indicated its willingness to travel to Jamaica to hear the cases, has been confirmed as authentic. But while the senator, who was suspended from the Senate after refusing to provide a copy of the letter, used the correspondence to respond to government's position that the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, is an itinerant tribunal and it would be more affordable for Jamaicans to access Justice Minister Senator Mark Golden said the letter actually supported government's position that the regional court was better for Jamaica. Last Thursday, in her contribution to the debate on Jamaica joining the CCJ, Malahou-Fort read the unsigned letter but did not produce it as requested by Senate President Floyd Morris and was suspended until she complies. And in a letter to Pope Francis this month, Christoph Karamsa accused the church of making the lives of millions of gay Catholics globally a hell. He criticized what he calls the Vatican's hypocrisy in banning gay priests, even though he said the clergy was full of homosexuals. Pope Francis has yet to respond. Up to 3rd October, Monsignor Karamsa held a senior post at the Vatican at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the department that upholds Roman Catholic doctrine. The Vatican immediately stripped him of his post after he held a news conference in a restaurant in Rome to announce he was gay and was in a gay relationship. Roman Catholic priests are meant to be celibate. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. OECS Ambassador in Brussels, Dr. Len Ishmael, recommends Dominica amend its land use plans. Salisbury residents arrested in May of 2015 for taking protest action to return to court on December 8. Privy Council reportedly agreeing to hear cases in Jamaican letter confirmed as being authentic. And a senior Vatican priest launches a scathing attack on a Catholic church after being stripped of his post, having admitted to being in a gay relationship. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.